buttons while you use Talk A10.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, about a half hour from now, Barack Obama's transition team will release its investigation into any and all dealings that the Obama staff had with Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The president-elect has already said there was no wrongdoing. Let's go live to ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
And Sherry, Mr. Obama has said he's been frustrated by the fact that this information couldn't be released sooner. ABC News has already learned the memo due out this hour will say the incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, made one pro forma courtesy call to Blagojevich himself and four calls to the governor's top aide. But it will note the Obama team was not open to any deal with Blagojevich for his naming a new senator. Sherry.
ABC Stephen Portnoy live. The U.S. attorney investigating the Blagojevich case has asked Illinois lawmakers not to delve into the criminal charges. Patrick Fitzgerald says too much digging could actually hurt the federal case against the governor. A French investor who had entrusted more than $1 billion with disgraced trader Bernard Madoff has committed suicide. His body was found today in New York. Live in New York, here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
About 7:30 this morning, Sherry, New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says René Thierry Magon de la Vieuche was found dead in his office.
Security did go up and open the door, and they found the man at his desk.
Kelly says there were cuts to his wrist, arm, and bicep from a box cutter. There was no suicide note, but Vieuche's family said he could not cope after he lost $1.4 billion invested with Bernard Madoff. Sherry.
With his administration winding down, President Bush has issued pardons to 19 people. 2 days before Christmas, and GM is closing plants in Moraine, Ohio, and Janesville, Wisconsin, even though in Janesville they're hoping for a miracle.
It's probably a slim hope, but we still hold out hope, especially with the bailout that's just occurred at the federal level, that does bring some hope.
Janesville City Manager Eric Levitt hoping GM decides to retool the plant and keep it open. Dow down 83, NASDAQ down 10. You're listening to ABC News.
Forget mind puzzles and reach out to family and friends. A new study shows social activity may curb memory loss better than mind games. Doctors from the Harvard School of Public Health tracked memory function in more than 16,000 people over age 50 and found people with strong social ties may take better care of themselves. They also suspect that visiting with friends and family directly stimulates the brain. So phone a friend before you forget. Dr. Timothy Johnson, ABC News.
Did you know that the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Doesn't matter if homes are brand new or if they've been around for a while. Sales are down regardless.
The economy is sinking and so are home sales. The National Association of Realtors reports an 8.6% decline in the sale of existing homes. Spokesman Walter Maloney.
It's a triple wallop. Consumer confidence, the stock market crash, and loss of jobs.
New home sales dropped too, but by a smaller margin. The Commerce Department estimates a roughly 3% decline. New home prices, though, on average, we're down almost 12%. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
Well, there could be some good news to the story, says ABC's Charles Herman.
The one upside to the dramatic drop in housing prices is if you have good credit and you have money to put down, housing rates have been at near historic lows, so you could actually get a pretty decent mortgage. The worry, of course, is could the value of your home drop as it has continued to do over the past several months?
Right now, it costs $2 to ride the subway in New York City, but because the Transit Authority is looking at a $1 billion hole in its budget, a ride could cost $3 next year. Folks who live in New York will also have to pay more for weekly and monthly tickets if it's approved. Remember the 16-year-old abused boy who was found with a chain on his ankle earlier this month in Tracy, California? Since hearing of the story, people who live nearby have donated iPods, video games, a skateboard, a football, and other items so the boy will have presents for Christmas. This is ABC News.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Flight delays caused by bad weather in the Northwest are pretty much over as far as the Bay Area airports are concerned. Another porta potty set on fire in San Francisco overnight. That's the seventh in a month. And traffic fines are going as high as $2,700 along San Francisco's 19th Avenue, also Van Ness Avenue. The warning signs went up today. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Hayward, westbound 92 before Industrial, it's a crash on the shoulder. Car hit some debris. The car pulled off to the shoulder, but that debris is still in the right lane. San Leandro, northbound 880, connector ramp to southbound 238. There's a stall in one of the lanes there. Come to Macy's countdown sale before it's too late. Finish your holiday shopping and save 15% off when you use your Macy's card. Hurry in. There are only a few days left to shop. Exclusions apply. Details in store. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast has increasing clouds this afternoon, rainy and in the 40s tonight. Right now, 50 degrees in San Francisco. This is KGO.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I just can't believe I'm reading this. Those of you into alternative fuels are going to love it. Powering your SUV with your butt. What's he talking about? Here is a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. Oh, my Lord. He's does fat sucking. All the liposuction fat, you ever wonder what happened to it? Biofuel. For a time, the doctor turned the fat he sucked from patients into biodiesel. Obviously, taking fat, you know about biodiesel. You're not going to want to make biofuel, which, well, it's the same thing. I keep thinking of ethanol. Biodiesel that fueled his SUV and his girlfriend's big Lincoln Navigator. Now, of course, love handles can power a car. Fat, whether animal or vegetable, contains triglycerides, and you can extract triglycerides and turn it into diesel. Poultry. Companies like Tyson looking into powering their trucks on chicken fat. And biofuel startups are mixing beef tallow and pig lard and soybean oil. Didn't we just talk last week about deriving biofuel from coffee grounds? Very easy. 10-15% of coffee is fat. And, he got into a lawsuit because of a patient who alleged that he allowed his assistant and his girlfriend to perform surgery on them. So he's kind of left the country. So the doctor's no longer sucking fat and making biodiesel. But heck of an idea, huh? I wonder what that, the coffee grounds, it says the exhaust smells like coffee. You ever been behind a standard biodiesel vehicle? You can smell the French fries. I wonder what that smells like. All right, here you go again. Why the poor FDA has to go through all these hoops and do all this work because Congress doesn't have the scrotum to pass decent laws that really protect consumers. The FDA is alerting consumers nationwide to not purchase more than 25 different diet pills because they contain undeclared active pharmaceutical ingredients that will put consumers' health at risk. These pills have turned out to contain, do you remember, we were talking for a long time, it did not get approved in the United States for Monibant. It's that molecule to curb hunger to help you lose weight that has been sold in a brand name, Acomplia. It's a marijuana base. Marijuana gives you the munchies. They figured out how to block the brain's own natural marijuana compounds, and it causes psychiatric side effects, so it did not get approval. Another one was sibutramine, which is a pretty serious drug. Side effects from that, you can get high blood pressure and seizures and palpitations and heart attacks. And So they found these and more semi or dangerous products in these over-the-counter phony baloney, in quotation marks, diet pills. I got the list here. I can't read it all to you, but things like Fat Loss Slimming, 7-Day Herbal Slim, 999 Fitness Essence, Imelda Perfect Slim, Pro Slim Plus, Slim Express, Super Slim, 2-Day Diet, 8-Factor Diet, X-Trim, Lita, Perfect Slim, Royal Slimming Formula, Slim Tech Triple Slim, 3-Day Diet, 7-Day Diet, Phyto Shape, Slim 3. Those are only some of them. Now, if the FDA has got to go through all of these, test them, find out what's... When really, in the beginning... It's a bogus thing to start with. It's because Congress left this huge loophole in the dietary supplement law that allows this. And a poor FDA has to go through all this hassle to protect you from yourself. They found Dilantin. That's an anti-seizure drug in some of them. Another mystery ingredient, phenylphthalein, which used to be a very popular and powerful laxative. Right? So you take these pills and you start, well, you know what? You figure, oh, I'm losing weight. There's all the fat coming out. You know, you hear the scammers tell you that. The colon cleanse people. I'll tell you, that's how you're going to lose weight, right? By spending half a day on the can. Anyway, it's sad to me. It's just very sad to me that there are no rules or regulations in something like this when we are just so burdened with a bunch of nonsense kind of rules and regulations that Congress seems to be willing to pass. Here's another one of these studies trying to figure out how fat is too fat. And it swings the needle a little the other way. Remember, we have found that the healthiest weight is a little overweight. This one looks at a group, 21,000 doctors we've been following, and looked at doctors between, male doctors between 25 and 29.9 on the BMI scale. Now, if you're 5'11", 25 is 180, and 30 is 215. And they, you know, kind of borderline overweight. I don't know how borderline it is. But men who engaged, you're going to love this, in physical activity, anywhere from 1 to 3 times a month, had an 18% reduction in heart failure risk. And by the way, that's what we're looking at here, heart failure. It's only one aspect of heart disease. Now, for those who are active 5 days a week, 7 days a week, the reduction was closer to 30%. More exercise, more reduction. But the fact is that men getting 1 time a month, that's my kind of physical activity, had an 18% reduction. And so their point is, a point I've always made, if just get off the sofa, you don't need to do much. If everybody in America just got up and went shopping, you know, took a walk, you'd help the economy and you'd help yourself. And when it came to body weight, they did find an uptick. A downtick in heart failure in men who just started peaking above 25. Now, other studies have challenged this in terms of overall death rate, but once again, we're looking at heart failure, and that's where the heart doesn't have enough oomph to continue pumping. Here's unexpected consequences. So, get this. Here's a school district. They decided to push back the start of middle school and high school by an hour. Because the poor dears couldn't get to school on time. Two things happened. Students reported getting more sleep, but traffic accidents involving teenagers went down. Now, this kind of research doesn't establish conclusively that change in school starting time led to the improvement in accident rates, but there was a significant drop in accidents in the county where they did this. So, I don't know. Students reporting getting 8 hours of sleep increased from 50% from 38%, and indeed they saw death rates going down. Hey, here's another reason you want to get old. Aging brains allow negative memories to fade more easily. This is why older people may see the past through more rose-colored glasses. They identify brain activity that causes older adults to remember fewer negative events than their younger counterparts. That older people use their brains differently than younger people when it comes to storing memories, particularly those associated with negative emotions. They showed them negative pictures, you know, ugly, horrible things, people being torn apart, etc., and neutral pictures, and they measured the feeling part of your brain, the thinking part of your brain, and, you know, the emotional center of older people was more active than those of younger people, but brain connections were different, and older people have learned to be less affected by negative information in order to maintain their well-being and emotional state, and they may have sacrificed a more accurate memory for a negative stimulus, so they won't be affected by it. Different stages of life, different brain strategies. Younger people need to keep an accurate memory for positive and negative information in a world. Older people dwell in a world with a lot of negatives, so perhaps they've learned to reduce the impact of negative information and remember it in a different way. More on the brain. If you know you're about to receive pain, it's worse. Now, I was always taught as a doctor to tell people what you're about to do. In other words, a doctor says, okay, here comes a stick, and they stick a needle in you. That may not be the best thing. I used to have, when I was a kid, a doctor, he says, okay, I'm going to stick on three. Ready? One, two, and he did it on two. It was great. When he did it on three, it hurt more. With computers, et cetera, you can imagine the setup here. When they had one person in one room, another person in another room, and the details aren't important. When volunteers knew they were about to get shocked, that shock hurt them more than when the shock was random. Here is a remarkable, remarkable piece of neuroscience. How do I do this? Blindsight. You are completely blind. I mean, you are blind. You can't see an eye chart. Yet I walk you down a corridor with big obstacles in your way, and you navigate it. Now, I'm going to explain this first and tell you what they did. When your eye sees something, the impulses from your eye travel up the optic nerve, and they start traveling through your brain and wind up way in the back of your head. If you fall down backwards, hit the back of your head, that's a visual cortex. That's where you see. But those visual stimuli, there are little detours, there are little branches that come off and go to other places in the brain. So here's a man with a stroke, destroyed his visual cortex. He is profoundly blind. He can't see a thing. Ready? But remember, the pathway from his eyeballs up to the back of his brain, where you see normally, was still putting off those little branches. So his eyes had the necessary tools to process, here's a tough word, subconscious vision. Right? He just didn't have the circuits to cobble together a clear conscious picture. Remember the story of the fellow who was blind from birth and then they did an operation and he could see again, Oliver Sacks' story? And he looked at a staircase and it looked like a ladder. He didn't see depth. He couldn't tell people's faces. All he could see was an eye and a nose and a mouth all mixed up. He couldn't process the information, even though he could see. The man himself was dumbfounded that he was able to navigate this obstacle course just kind of by instinct and by subconscious things going on in his brain. I won't get into the earlier, into the neuroanatomy here, but here's another one. When presented with images of fearful faces, which he could not see, he cringed subconsciously in the same way that almost everyone does, even though he could not consciously see the face. The idea being that those light impulses are going off someplace else in the brain to cause that reflex, but not to the part of the brain that you use to see. All right? Hawaii. Hawaii is trying to initiate random drug testing of their teachers. And they're trying to negotiate it in exchange for pay raises. But now the state's claiming the educators are trying to take the money and run with it. The teachers' union did approve this. They've accepted the boost in trade for fighting. Let me reduce this down to the bottom line here. There's a conflict now between the state and the union. Say it did not consent to truly random drug tests, the union says. They agreed to negotiate reasonable suspicion in random drug and alcohol testing procedures. Random testing isn't going to suddenly increase test scores, say the other side. This is a huge distraction from how to make the schools better. Cost $35 a test per teacher. And they say we'd rather spend this on books. My question is, to randomly test teachers in a school, prove to me that that accomplishes something for the money you're going to spend. Show me. Do you know that we have not proven that random testing in the workplace has reduced drug abuse? In or out of the workplace? If it doesn't, why create that distrust? Why break that bond initially? If I had an employer, and I understand huge, huge corporations, but I would hope that I would have the wherewithal to not work for someone who would do that to me. It says I don't trust you right off the bat. You're hiring me to do a job. If I don't do that job right, fine. Fire me. But you get no right to tell me what I can and cannot do off the premises. Oh, I understand how it can affect how I do my job. I understand that. But first of all, it's not someone driving a, you know, a truck down the highway. This is not someone flying an airplane. This is a teacher. And that's where you want to spend the money? And here, my friends, is a wonderful, well-researched article that tackles something that's very unpopular to tackle. The United States government spends $15 billion a year, insurance companies $5 billion on substance abuse treatments. Yet very few rehab programs. You see it all the time, the star going in, I'm going to rehab. Very few rehab programs have any evidence to show they work. The resort and private spa clinics do not allow outside researchers to verify success rates. Publicly supported programs spend their scarce resources on patient care, not costly studies. And the field has no standard guidelines. Every program has its own philosophy. Most are 12-step AA programs, the best known of all programs, but they don't publish data. How do you know they work? This is the 21st century. Science. Aren't we supposed to be doing what works? Well, anyway, we are mandating, in Oregon, they've mandated rehabilitation programs receiving state funds use evidence-based practices. It's going to change the whole deal here. There are methods we think are objective and do work, but so many programs don't work them, and I really applaud this effort to objectify this all-too-important area in health and in medicine. All right, we come back, friends. What is it that women will spend more money on, and they are doing so, during a depression or an economic downturn? Everything else they spend less money on, but there's something that women are spending more money on now than before. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're coming right back.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, investors, stocks are volatile, real estate is off, but one investment remains a consistent winner, gold. Over the last 12 months, gold, even after its pullback, is still up 20%. Last time we had a pullback like this, gold shot up 90% in 16 months. Add in record inflation, and you see why experts predict record high gold ahead. To learn more, call Lear Capital for your free gold guide. Call now, and you'll also receive Lear's special report in Inflation and record gold ahead. Call 1-888-496-0654. That's 888-496-0654. 888-496-0654.
You need to incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark. You need it fast, but you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. So where do you go? Consider first that over 1 million customers have made LegalZoom.com the leader in online legal documents. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom.com for a last will and testament. They had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. And LegalZoom is easy to use. Simply go online, answer a few questions. It takes just minutes. For incorporations and LLCs, LegalZoom even files your documents with the state and helps you obtain your federal tax ID. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, which is why Fortune Online Magazine called LegalZoom blessedly simple. And for even more savings on most products, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout for all your common legal document needs at a surprisingly low price. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are the arteries in your home clogged? The damaging limescale from hard water is like blockage in your pipes. It affects your water pressure and costs you more than you realize in energy repairs and appliance replacement. As much as $1,200 a year. Now, there's an easy solution to hard water problems that puts more flow in your system and avoids salts, chemicals, and magnetic coils. It's HydraCare, the patented unit sold worldwide. HydraCare is tested by energy utilities and is totally maintenance-free. Just clip it onto your water water pipe, and HydroCare will break up and prevent line scale buildup in your appliances and throughout your plumbing system. Guaranteed. Line scale buildup can mean higher energy costs. If your home has reduced water pressure, get those old pipes flowing again. Call HydroCare right now for free information. Call 1-888-889-6126 or log on to bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com. Or call now 1-888-889-6126.
Feel today. Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome back to the program. 1-800-548-TALK. Nurse Heather standing by. Okay, here is a thing that women are spending more money on and do so during economic downturns. You ready? Of course you're foregoing extravagant purchases like cars and holidays and kitchens, right? You spend your money on the small luxuries like makeup. I wish I knew this. Gee, I'd have gotten back in the stock market. Gotten back in. Wish I got out. Recent sales figures for some of the world's big cosmetic companies, L'Oreal, Shiseido, bear out the theory. First half of the year, L'Oreal sales were up 5.3%. Name another industry where sales are up. The theory was first identified in the Great Depression. Between 1929 and 1933, industrial production in the United States went down to one half, but sales of cosmetics rose. The evidence shows that when budgets are squeezed, people simply substitute large extravagances for small luxuries. In the U.S., the number of people working in the cosmetics industry increased during the recessions of 1990, during the recession of 2001, and during a long period of stagnation in Japan, 1997, spending on accessories rose 10%. After 9/11, by the way, lipstick sales in the United States doubled. That's astounding. I mean, for sales to go up 10%, that's one thing, right? But after 9/11, they doubled. The theory assumes that in a crisis or when consumers' trust in the economy is low, people buy goods that have less impact on their funds, and women buy lipstick, and men spend money on gadgets rather than new cars. That's bizarre, huh? All right, let's talk to Eloise, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
Okay.
I have a friend whose daughter was slammed against a locker 2 years ago by one of her quote-unquote friends. And ever since, she has headaches, she has blackouts, she's been having a miserable time, and many of the doctors think that she's faking it. And the parents have come home and found her passed out on the floor. They're having a hard time.
Listen, maybe it's possible. I mean, maybe it's possible via an emotional reaction that could happen. But I'll tell you something. I don't take head trauma for granted anymore. It is something in the past. If you weren't knocked out and rendered unconscious, and that, by the way, is a definition of the word concussion. If you weren't knocked out, we kind of ignore you. Oh, you're fine. Go home. You'll be fine. Well, we are learning now that there are all kinds of post-concussion and post-non-concussion syndromes that you can have a blow to the head that can cause symptoms like this on an ongoing basis. Not only that, you can get a very, very slow bleeding in the brain, in the surface of the brain, that could cause symptoms like this. And I personally, if that were my daughter, I would, I'd run her off to see a doctor just to make sure. I mean, it can be difficult, but a quick picture of her head, would just show us if there's any bleeding on the surface of the brain or on the inside of the skull. Subdural hematomas are caused, and they are unfortunately can be very common and can push in on the brain. And maybe it's emotional. But then again, maybe it's not. So once I just have learned to respect it. I mean, I guess that's the bottom line of what I'm trying to tell you. And we have abused this concept so often. Sports is an example. You know, a kid gets knocked out and even rendered unconscious for a few seconds. And the first half of a football game, coach will put him back in the second half. That is not acceptable anymore. We have certain very, very specific rules that have been devised, because when you do that, you are raising that child's risk for something like dementia later on. We all know the term punch drunk. That's a very simplistic view of all this, but we have found these kinds of symptoms in many, many sports. Kids who hit a lot of soccer balls, we think, can affect them. So I this is a brain. We only have one brain. Some people got a half. So I would treat it very, very, with very special handling and care. And I would talk to a doctor. All right. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be coming right back. Y'all stay there. Phone number 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. We're getting word in a report that a top Obama aide talked with the governor of Illinois about the Senate seat, but no deal was discussed. We'll have more on that as details become available. Governor Schwarzenegger meeting with Democratic leaders of the state Senate and Assembly today. They're trying to work out a way to fix the budget. Republican lawmakers are apparently not taking part in this process. Parents of Carlos Souza Jr., the teen who was fatally mauled by a tiger at San Francisco Zoo, filed a wrongful death lawsuit today against the zoo and the city. The Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area, increasing clouds and chilly temperatures with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease. And no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free every day. Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
To Dry Creek Rancheria.
KGO Radio is proud to be one of the first media outlets in the country to reach its listeners by harnessing the power of the sun and reducing its use of the power grid. KGO Radio thanks its friend and partner, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, for its tireless help with KGO's solar power transmitter initiative. KGO, we're tuned in to our planet, and we hope you'll tune into us in 2009. We're KGO, News Talk 810.
Through Jen.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Elsie. How you doing, Elsie? Elsie?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Thanks for getting me on your show. My question is, what are the effects of nicotine in a spinal fusion recovery?
Ooh, good one. Are you referring to the study we talked about yesterday or the day before?
No, I am not.
No, because it was a study of orthopedic surgery. And I should figure out if I remember where it was, so you should have this. And they found, indeed, the complication rate was way up for smokers. And we're not exactly sure, but let's talk about it. Nicotine is a vasoconstrictor. It means it constricts blood vessels. So plastic surgeons, for instance, they won't do a facelift on you if you're a smoker, even though smokers are often the ones who need it the most. This average smoker looks 10, 15 years older than their stated age because of smoker's face and wrinkling. Well, when you do plastic surgery on the face, you lift. If you ever saw one, you'd never have one. You know, you essentially remove the face. That's it. You remove the face and the skin and put it back. Well, the blood supply is critically important. If the blood supply gets interrupted to this flap of skin, it becomes gangrenous. It looks terrible. Well, this happens more with smokers, causes a constriction of the blood vessel. So they extend this to general surgery and orthopedic surgery. Now, why orthopedic surgery? Bone really is not very vascular. It is. I mean, a bone needs oxygen to grow, but doesn't have a lot of blood vessels. But then again, if you think about it, maybe it's more critical what it does get, and that healing of bone is also affected by nicotine in terms of constricting blood vessels that already are only supplying a little bit of blood. So I don't know the answer. All I know is that you have a spinal fusion. You've gone that far. Man, you want to have this work. You don't want that to not take. And whether that's enough motivation for a smoker to quit or not, I don't know. They also found that what they did in the study was they had people quit before the surgery, 2 weeks before and a week before and a month before, etc. And every little bit helps. But the sooner you quit before the surgery, the better. Now, in terms of the healing phase afterwards, I don't think it could hurt. I don't think it could hurt. So it could. It could have an effect. All right. Stephen, this is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program. Stephen? Stephen? Stephen, what? Stephen's gone. Okay. Easy come, easy go. Let's talk to Kelly. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome, Kelly.
Hey, Dr. Don, happy holidays to you and Heather.
Thank you very much, sir.
And a couple weeks now, I woke up in the middle of the night and felt like my mouth was full of blood, so I went to the bathroom and rinsed out, no blood. My mouth tastes like, the saliva tastes like blood all the time. I was wondering if you've heard anything like that.
Well, that's an unusual symptom, to tell you the truth. And this happened in the middle of the night, it started. Well, possibly a couple of things. First of all, saliva is very complex. And the taste of blood is often the hemoglobin, the iron that you taste. Sometimes people, your saliva can eat a little bit away at dental work that's become exposed and give you a taste. Sometimes it gets a boost from acid in your stomach. And I'm not wondering if while you were sleeping that night, I wonder if you got a little acid reflux that got up your esophagus into your mouth and eroded some structures in your mouth and caused it. Taste perception changes are common, independent of everything I just said. There's all kinds of things that will change how your nose, which is a prime contributor to your sense of taste, your tongue is capable of sensing salt and bitter and sweet, etc. But the complex flavors that we're all used to, the nose is what adds that dimension. So nasal problems can do it. So it's a big subject. And I'll tell you, if there ain't no blood in your mouth and you're tasting blood, then I would consider you to have a smell and taste disorder. And that's something your nose and throat doctors would deal with. And I'd pursue it. I'd pursue it. All right. Let's talk to Barbara. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome, Barbara.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I had a recent study which indicated that the, I think it's called the sphincter in my esophagus is constricted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, is there a treatment for that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So the sphincter is constricted. It's not open or too loose. It's too tight. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Do you have symptoms?
I'm going to have an endoscopy also of the small intestine.
Yes. Well, you'll need to do that. But do you have people who have a tight esophageal sphincter? Sometimes it's a muscle spasm and they get pain in the lower chest. Sometimes they have trouble swallowing things. Like if you chew a big piece of meat and don't chew it well and down it goes and there it stays. Do you have any symptoms like that? Difficulty swallowing?
Definitely, yes. I mean, I can even sometimes have difficulty getting water down.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, then this is this is serious, Barbara. You're going to need to have that that test, and they're going to have to look and see what's going on. Sometimes, there's a whole variety of things. There are some scary things. You know, sometimes you can get growth or a tumor or a bulge that's closing it off. Sometimes it's just functional, and it's easy to treat. The most common, the most likely thing you have going on, all right, let's go for that, make you feel better. Don't need to freak you out before the holidays. The most common reason for this is something we treat with what they call bougies. And a bougie is nothing but a thing that we stick a thing, that's technical talk, that we stick down your esophagus to dilate it up, to spread it open, to open it up. And we do a little one first and put another one and another one and just kind of stretch you out. And sometimes you have to go in and have this done, you know, every few months. And it isn't fun having something stuck down your throat, but you won't be aware of it. We have miraculous drugs, same drugs we use for colonoscopy, that will relax you. You won't remember it. And it's as simple as that. But you need to find out what it is. And sometimes it's a, you know, we're not exactly sure what ultimately causes this. Some doctors think it's like a neurological thing that causes a spasm of the muscle to get too tight. Some think it's structural. It's very hard to say. Or scar tissue that has accumulated over time. So they'll know that with the endoscopy. Okay? All right. Good luck. Okay, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. Dr. Dean Adell here. We're coming right back.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399. Stick.
Back to the program. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Well, Dr. Dean, I did everything you said. I took my flu shot, and I listened to you every day, and thanks for the show. It's really taught me a lot. But I got the flu anyway. I mean, I'm telling other people to get the flu shots because Dean said to, and now look what happened.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When did you get the shot, and when did you get the flu?
I took the shot about 2 weeks before I got it.
But 2 weeks, you know, that's right at the limit. It really starts to kick in well at about 2 weeks. And this is not unusual, Michael. And here's the deal, and this is part of the crapshoot, that flu shot will protect you against, I got to look it up this year, but three or four of the flu viruses out there. Think when that flu shot was manufactured, last spring. We had no idea. I mean, we had an educated guess about what the viruses were going to be this year, and every year it's different. So it is entirely possible. It also makes another assumption, and I'm not going to challenge your diagnosis, Michael, but you take 100 people to tell you, I got the flu, about 40% of them have the flu. 60% of them have another usually viral respiratory infection that is not the flu. Flu typically causes, if you don't have a fever, then I'd eliminate the flu from the diagnosis. Typically, well, you know, the symptoms can cause headache, upper, you know, doesn't cause runny nose usually or a lot of it, sore throat, raspy, and an overall achy, horrible feeling. That indeed is the flu. So it still means that if you got the flu shot, and you happen to pick up the virus that was not in this year's flu shot, it still decreases the severity of the illness. So as sick as you were, you probably were not as ill as you would have been. Plus, hey, this is, what's the date today? You get your flu, I mean, it's still okay to get a flu shot now, but you got it late. So whenever, in medicine, whenever a patient complains, blame it on the patient. So you got your flu shot a little late. Would it have protected you? I don't know, because a two-week thing is kind of close, even if it's the right deal. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hi, doctor. I have an indentation line on my forehead, or on my head. It starts, it's about an eighth of an inch or so wide, and it starts from an inch and a half below my the hairline going back.
Well, have you always had it?
Well, I think I did, but it didn't seem to be as prominent then.
Right, right.
I'm 36 now.
Yeah.
I did feel something, a line like that, when I was younger, a lot younger. But now, I mean, my hair is thinning and everything, but I still, it's some days it's more prominent than others.
Well, I don't like if it's really changing. I would have some concern. We all have. If you strip away our hair and you stripped away our skin and subcutaneous tissues on our head, in other words, let's take it right down to the skull, we all have different shapes to our skulls, probably as unique as our fingerprints. And there's ridges and bumps and lines and bulges and furrows and folds and all kinds of things going on. Sometimes with an injury or something like that, you get atrophy of fat. in the skin that covers up your skull and your forehead, and that can create difficulties. When your hair recedes and as we age and the fat layers begin to change and this part of the body, they can thin or get fatter. I would have to assume that's what it is. It would be, I'd really have to stretch. There are some conditions where the size of your head can get bigger or smaller. That are fairly unusual, but it occurs, definitely occurs. Your skull bones do not change or grow with time. You might have gotten whacked on the head at one time, and it's finally kind of reacting. I'm going to guess it's just a mix of a bunch of things that you kind of noticed it again, even though you had it before, and maybe your hair is receding and you see it. And other than that, I really can't think of a reason that I would get upset. The kind of thing you mention next time you're at your doctor's, and that the doctor noticed it, and then the doctor can measure it, and then the next time to see if it's changed at all, and then we'd have some real, you know, real information, all right? Namita, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. Over Thanksgiving, I went to Asia, and I passed out on my flight there and on my flight back, and it happened last year, too. Ever since that, I've been getting headaches on and off, and I was wondering if there's any concern, you know.
Oh, sure. Let me, what were you doing when you passed out on the plane? Was it during takeoff or landing, in the middle of the flight, eating, drinking, walking around? What was going on?
It was in the middle of the flight, about 8 hours into the flight. I was like, I was just sitting. I got hot. I started. Maybe I was dehydrated and get some water. I went back to the host, the air hostess, and I said, can I get a glass of water? And you know, I thought maybe I'd go to the restroom. I went in there, and before I knew, I was gone. I mean, for a few minutes, I didn't know what happened. Mm. I woke up, and I was literally hot and flushed and white. That's what the hostess said, you know. The second time, I even threw up.
And you threw up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. Let's eliminate some things. When you fly in an airplane, the atmospheric pressure is reduced to the equivalent of about 7,000 feet, which means if it's the atmospheric pressure in an airplane, then any time you took a trip and you say you drove up and over the Sierra Nevada, this should happen. But it probably doesn't. That's the main thing that's different in an airplane. The reduction in oxygen tension and pressure, and of course that changes during takeoff and landing. Most things that happen, most doctors will allow a person with heart disease or lung disease to go on a plane. There are extremes, though, that they might question it. And most things that happen like this on a plane, there are often other explanations, and I have no idea what it could be. Sitting for a long time and then getting up. Why the flushes, medication, alcohol, food, too many factors. I'm puzzled. And I guess if I asked you, you'd say to me, this doesn't happen when you're on the ground, only during the flight. Maybe there are emotional reactions that have to do with what you were doing on the trip, why you traveled. Maybe the stress of just flying itself, which is very stressful. You know, I don't know, and I don't want to blame it on those things until we eliminate lots of stuff. You're describing what happens when blood rushes away from your head, which is a reaction that does happen in some people. This happens more easily. It's the same thing that happens when a lot of us bend over to pick up something or sitting on the floor. We get up suddenly too fast, and whoa, your heart hasn't gotten a chance to pump the blood to the head. It sounds like that's what it was. Sometimes eating in a fixed position like that will cause these shifts, and the blood is all going to the stomach and takes blood away, and the dynamics can change. There are people who pass out a lot with meals, and maybe this being so still and confined without the normal pumping action that comes from walking around. So I could raise possibilities, but I could tell you I don't think it's going to be the pressure in the plane or anything like that. So you got to mention this to your doctor. That would be my best advice. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Between the millions of millionaires in this country and you, simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for.
There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-339-1419. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-339-1419. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-339-1419.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-984-6953. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-984-6953. 1-800-984-6953.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now toll-free 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
See.
Everybody, Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Still above ground, Doc.
And vertical. That's a good thing.
That depends on the day, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
I got a three-week-old grandson, and the mother can't breastfeed him, so she's giving him formula, and she's giving him the Enfamil. Mm-hmm. And with iron. Now, does it matter whether the formula has with iron or regular, or my wife said there was another type. I don't remember what it was. But does it matter if it has the additives or not?
No, that's absolutely fine. The iron is, you know, it's important, we have found. You know, it's funny with baby formula in that as time goes on, we continue to find things to put in there because we find stuff that is missing in formula compared to breast milk, and then we learn how to replace it. Of course, breast milk is better. We all know that, but formula today is quite miraculous. And if you stop to think about it, it sustains a baby perfectly fine, missing some of the little immune benefits and other things that come with breastfeeding. And all the additives, you know, she should definitely, of course, your daughter-in-law or your son, should check with the pediatrician what they recommend. Pediatricians all have their little favorites, but it's so standardized, in order just to make sure that all babies in America can take advantage of modern technology. In relationship to formula. So that's going to be just fine. Just fine. Don't worry about it. And congratulations, dare I say, Grandpa John. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Attention. Celtrixa is currently seeking participants with stretch marks. If you have stretch marks due to weight gain, pregnancy, even bodybuilding, you are eligible to try Celtrixa free. Celtrixa was introduced to improve skin and has now been shown to dramatically reduce the size and depth of stretch marks on any area of the body. It effectively fades even very dark stretch marks as it repairs the damaged skin. To participate in the Celtrixa trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-962-1055. Stretch marks can mar and damage the skin, making the body look unattractive. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen stretch marks diminish and fade, watched as ugly zipper-like marks began to repair themselves. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your stretch marks, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Celtrixa. For your free trial, call this number today. 1-800-962-1055. 1-800-962-1055. 1-800-962-1055.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get so deep in debt, but now you need a way out, a way to relieve the anxiety, a way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-877-560-8877. Debt Settlement USA has a proven debt reduction program that can cut the amount you owe and get you out of debt faster than you could on your own. They've saved millions of dollars for their clients, and they can help you get back in control again too. If your resolution is to get out of debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. 1-877-560-8877. Your call is confidential and there's no obligation. If you have over $12,000 in credit card bills, they can cut the amount you owe and help get you out of debt. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-877-560-8877. That's 1-877-560-8877.